You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Roto Experts in the Morning is on now.
It is Thursday, January 19th, aka the last day before the end of the world. My name is Greg Sussman. Joined as always by the fantasy executive Corey Parson, and of course Tony Zakana. Scott Angle day off today. What's going on, Tone?
Not much. You know, you threw me off there. The whole end of the world thing, right? I was like, well, what's going on? And then I figured it out.
Was it really that hard?
Yeah. I was lost for a second.
Well, you know, it's the end of the world for some of us, and then I guess a celebratory day for not the majority of the country.
Well, yeah, only the states that count.
I guess so. Man, what's going on, Tone? How was your night?
The night was terrible. I was basketball wise. It was absolutely brutal. Yeah, it was brutal. Not only was it brutal, I doubled up the brutality and played some night action, which I didn't have DeMarcus Cousins or Kevin Durant, so that was brutal as well.
Ah, so this is an awful evening, it sounds like, for you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it has. You know, it happens. So when you play, 400 times a year, you're going to have days like this.
Of course, you're going to have to. I also had a terrible night in basketball. I wanted to blame, so literally, actually, on my walk in today, I wanted to blame Kyle O'Quinn for my atrocious day.
That would be one place to start, at least.
But the problem was 70% of my pool owned Kyle O'Quinn, so I couldn't really blame him.
That's the truth.
Yeah, so I couldn't really blame him. So I turn my blame to Zach Randolph, who the optimizer yesterday when I was hanging out with Benny last night, the optimizer told me, use Zach Randolph. And I'm like, all right, he's had like 35 points his last 4 out of 5 games. I can get behind this. That didn't work.
Greg, you seem to have a problem with, blaming. It used to be people. Now you're blaming
machines. Yes.
Machines. Yeah. Yes.
Well, you can't blame
accountability
myself.
I have Ron Burgundy to blame, who had less than 1 point last night. He had 0.25. Like, to add insult to the injury, zero would have been better.
Agreed.
0.25. Are you kidding me?
I think it would have been better if, all of a sudden, he was, a late scratch, right? Like, you didn't know it. Like, he got scratched, 7:05.
Oh, yeah. No, then I could have someone to blame. Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is hysterical. I just watched Russell Westbrook walk, 30 feet with the ball in his hands. That's pretty hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then he was upset on the traveling ball.
He literally walked, 30 steps. Oh, it was hysterical.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But he was upset about it. He didn't like the call.
People get upset over anything these days, right?
And he wasn't happy last night with Kevin Durant either.
No, I'm sure not. Again, with Kevin Durant, the ex-teammate, of course. Now it's funny because we're sitting in the bar here, and I just watched the travel on my computer, and then I watched the travel on SportsCenter outside. Huh. Yeah, I'm sure he wasn't happy with Kevin Durant, who put up 40 last night in Golden State's thrashing of Oklahoma City.
I didn't play the narrative of the revenge game last night, as that one came back to haunt. He was awesome last night. I mean, he missed 2 shots. He was hitting 3 pointers the whole night. He was just in a zone last night, and Russell Westbrook told his teammates not to say hi to Kevin Durant.
Do you think we're at the point where we can just drop the false narrative of Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook like each other? Like, we could drop that now, right?
Right. Actions speak louder than words.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
There's enough actions to go around here.
Yeah. Kevin Durant left this dude. When they were together, we're best friends. There's no issues. Now you can clearly see the disdain for each other that these two have.
Do you think it's very similar to Scott Angle and Adam Ronis?
I was actually going to use a more appropriate example of Shaq and Kobe, but that's fine.
Oh, Shaq and Kobe. Yeah, very similar to Shaq and Kobe.
So Shaq and Kobe won titles, right? That was the difference.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
And Adam Ronis and Scott, they won a title too.
That's true. They did win a championship. Maybe your comparison was better.
Yeah, we'll have to. We'll do a little research.
Well, I'm hoping, Tony, that we will take home another prize of our own next week.
That's true. That's true. As we're looking forward to an eventful day at the FSTA Awards with the Fantasy Sports Network 10 awards up for. So, you know, I remember when we won the first time.
That was cool.
I was like, right, but I really didn't think there was any chance we would win. Because there is so many, like, I hate to say this because I know a lot of these people and I like these people. On the board at the FSTA,
right?
They like to take care of their own people,
right? Sure,
the way I'll put it,
sure.
Little just like anybody else, right?
Of course.
When you're the outsider going in and winning at one of these things, it actually makes it very special. So it's always a great thing. And with 10 nominations this year, I expect us to do well this year. Even though it's the same thing, we're still the outsiders going in. And trying to do their best.
Yeah, we're trying to do our best. We'll see what happens early next week, which I think will be interesting to watch, of course. So I want to go back to OKC. Golden State game of the night was supposed to be what it was. A 121-100 thrashing as Golden State led by Kevin Durant's 40-12 last night, 13-16 from the field. And as you said, if you just watched him, you saw how absurdly good he was last night. He basically did not miss, 5-7 from behind the arc. Steph Curry takes a back seat with 24-8. Klay Thompson does come back to play in this one. He had 14 points. Draymond at 12-11. And Golden State made sure after the first half, if this one wasn't close, they won a 15-point run here in the third quarter.
Yeah. There's just not enough talent at Oklahoma City team.
No, there's not.
A lot of fantasy owners were in on Jeremy Grant last night.
Yes.
And he looked good at times, and he's just overmatched. Like, you can tell he's a young, raw player with great athletic ability that doesn't get the whole concept of basketball yet. But he's going to get it. It's just not there yet.
He doesn't get... See, now it sounds like you're talking about one of these, like, raw wide receivers that can just, like, run one route, right?
Yeah.
Like, speed guys.
Yeah, that's what he reminds me of. Well, on the basketball court, there. Like, he made a couple mistakes last night, and the balls are flying all over the place, and I'm like, wow. Then, you know, he makes one or two athletic plays, and you're like, oh, this is the guy I expect.
This guy's pretty good.
It's just going to be up and down, but he's going to be a good player in the National Basketball Association. They should leave him out there, because no matter what this team is and what place, they're going nowhere.
Correct.
The Oklahoma City Thunder. So if they're going to make the playoffs, they're probably going to be out in one round. And you might as well get this kid some opportunity. He played 29 minutes last night, and he was 2 of 8 for shooting. I really think that they need to get this guy some playing time because they don't have any talent here. I mean, even Enes Kanter, as good as he is fantasy-wise, he is terrible defensively.
Well, that's one of the reasons he still doesn't start, despite Steven Adams' concussion here. Enes Kanter, 22-9 off the bench, 30 minutes. So fantasy-wise, we think this guy's awesome, right? You know, he's putting up the numbers,
absolutely.
He's getting the minutes. For our purposes, he's fantastic. But if you just watch him, he's terrible.
He's so uncoordinated, and it's so weird watching him go up and
down
the court.
So would you like to compare Enes Kanter to Blake Bortles?
No, the old Washington Bullet George Mureson was my biggest comparison to.
Wow, that's embarrassing. That's an embarrassing.
Well, George, I think he was in a movie.
He was. He was in that movie with Danny DeVito. Was it like My Giant? Is that what it was called?
Something like that. Yeah. He was. So I mean, it is a movie star comparison.
That's fair. That's a good point. Russ had a triple double last night: 27, 15, 13. But he had 10 turnovers, so I don't have the Westbrook's scoring in front of me. But it was his third quadruple-double, is that what you're saying?
Yes, third quadruple-double.
Now, given the 10 turnovers, did he, you know, he's, what, $13,000 on these sites? Like, does he hit value with this number?
I'm gonna have to look that up. Quick math tells me no.
That's crazy.
Will come up. Yeah, with the 10 turnovers, he comes up
here we go.
Short.
On FanDuel, he had 62.5 points. He was 12,300. So he's close. He's
5 times the value.
He's right there, yeah. Mm. Oh, it's so interesting. Wow.
These guys never miss by much. Him and Harden, right. They never miss
right.
by much.
This is very funny because I'm looking at a team that did not place in my tournament last night, just missed out by literally less than 2 points. And he went with your strategy, must have been listening to the lineup lock show, of Russell Westbrook and James Harden last night. And he did not. Oh, and Rue Holiday, too. And they just did not. They didn't place, thanks to Kelly Olynyk and Damari Carroll.
Damari Carroll, 0 points last night.
He had zero real points last night, yeah. Two assists, two rebounds, two steals. That's one of the reasons Toronto lost last night.
That was amazing. They lose to the Philadelphia 76ers. That would be the old narrative. That's why they play the games.
We're just ringing the bell for narratives now, I think.
people get excited about that.
They
zero
do.
Points. Can you imagine 0 points? Like, you played 23 minutes and you couldn't put one ball in the basket?
It seems impossible. He took six shots, missed four of them were three-pointers that did not go in. It was a bad day for him. I'll get that in 1 second. Victor Oladipo back to OKC at 20-3. I guess that's it. I guess we can move on now back to the Raptors. Philly beat Toronto 94-89. And I understand that they're currently 12 games under 500, but like, this rotation that Brett Brown has them playing with Embiid as a starter, McConnell as a starter, then with Noel as the backup, like, they haven't been that bad recently.
No, and the one guy, too, that's really stepped up his game, and I guess he's a veteran on this team, Ersan Ilyasova.
Yes, he has.
Really solidified the front court. 18 points last night, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. He only played 24 minutes, and he's putting up that. They're doing, it's kind of weird, and I like what they're doing, is you don't see a lot of guys getting a lot of minutes. Like, the only guy over 30 minutes was Robert Covington, 36 minutes last night. And everybody else is right around that 28 minutes,
yep.
27 minutes, 24 minutes. And they're keeping these guys, and they're using a deep bench. I mean, they go last night, they went 10 deep. And Okafor was one of the guys that didn't play. I don't know what they're doing with that situation.
Yeah, well, it's clear that when Joel Embiid and Nerlens Noel are healthy, there is no role for Jahlil Okafor on this team. I think it's just really as simple as that. He has been benched. Whenever these guys are healthy, what, three out of the last four games, the two of them played. And it's clear that they see Noel and Embiid as better players than Okafor. And they're done trying to just fit in these round pegs into square holes. They're just not going to do it. Because they're trying to win basketball games now. They're 7-3 in their last 10. And we just said it, right? Like, you made a great point. All these guys are playing around the same minutes. They're all relatively fresh. The only one that's playing deep into the 30s is who they consider their best defender, Robert Covington. And they're winning basketball games now.
The only problem with the way they're going about it, though, is that Jahlil Okafor is a guy you're going to have to try to move.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
So you
got to
show... You're not going to go in the playoffs this year, and you're not going to make a run. And if you get in, you're going to get the Cleveland Cavaliers, right?
Yep.
So you got to get this guy on the court, and you got to get him out of town because they have plenty of front court talent. They got to bring in, even if they brought in a veteran to help out in the two-guard position, it would be great. Their point guard, I'm not sold if it's T.J. McConnell as of yet.
Sure.
I know it's not Sergio Rodriguez. So they got to do something, and they got to get this guy some playing time and make a move and get him out of there. If not, Nerlens Noel has to go, and then Okafor get that. They got too many big guys, and they can't waste these first-round picks. They got to get something for one of these guys.
Yeah, 100%. And it's interesting because we saw Jahlil Okafor play a couple games ago. And he was good, right? When I heard yesterday that Embiid was questionable and Nerlens Noel was questionable, I rushed to go put Okafor in my lineup because I thought, when he's not there, he can score. You and I talked yesterday that he can score. He might not be doing anything else, but he can score. And they need to, at least before February, showcase him. If they think he's the worst of the three, and that's fine, that's their decision, they need to make a move here.
Yeah, you can't. This franchise is getting close, and they can't afford to waste a first-round pick.
No.
They got to get something for this guy. And a veteran will help this team, actually, because next year, I think they'll be playing for a top five shot at that conference there. They could definitely play in the top
five. Oh, I agree.
Five.
And what's really interesting is one of the names that I actually read about yesterday, I think, Tony, that Philly said they could be interested this summer is reuniting with Jrue Holiday, their former point guard who they traded to New Orleans, basically for Nerlens Noel, as it turned out, the draft pick. And Holiday, a free agent, that could be the type of guard they need, right?
Oh, that would absolutely be great. And New Orleans is very deep in the backcourt. Yeah. I could see them not going after Holiday in free agency. So, yeah, that could be a move that could set things back. But remember, the NBA with the screwy collective bargain agreement, it's going to be hard for people to leave teams.
Because there's so much money. Yeah, there's so much money for players to stay. The
Buddy Hield. You got there Tyreke Evans. Yep. You have
Langston Galloway. Each one more.
Yeah. Tim Frazier's non-existent after a great stop.
Yeah, Tim Frazier would be great. Sure, absolutely. So last night for the Sixers, they were led by Joel Embiid, who had 26-9. Irsan Ilyasova, he had 18-5. Covington, 36 minutes at 10 points. Noel off the bench, he just had 5. Over to the Raptors, where DeMar DeRozan was active last night. I know that was like the one thing we were waiting to drop last night as we waited for lineups to lock. He was active, and it wasn't like he got a break either. He played 38 minutes last night, Tony.
Yeah, he played 38 minutes. Kyle Lowry played 40 minutes. These guys played last night, and it was so crazy, them waiting. I thought more and more that he was going to play because it looked like they only had 9 players available, but then they added Jared Sullinger in his first game back.
Out of nowhere.
This season as Toronto Raptors. Yeah.
Yeah. Sullinger comes off the bench. 14 minutes. He had 8-3, 4 of 10 from the field. He got in there. He was just chucking away.
Oh, he's never shy. I really think this is going to limit Valchunas to around 28, 30 minutes per night because Sullinger can play a little, and I think they'll keep him in the lineup. So looking for Valchunas to be top out around 28, 30 minutes per night.
There you go. You also, Lucas Nogueira, he didn't play last night, but he's also back to Valanciunas, so that's a good way to limit him. And I had a feeling Valanciunas was going to have a good game last night because he had 10 points, 16 rebounds after a poor night the night before in Brooklyn. All right, let's take our first break here this morning. We got a lot more basketball to get to. Hall of Fame finally complete, so we can certainly discuss that. Tony's baseball poll questions we want to get to, so a lot coming up. Stick around. This is Roto Experts in the Morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. So perhaps, Tony, the biggest injury last night, usually you play in the NBA, some guys get banged up, you know, whatever. Some guys flop, as we saw at Russell Westbrook again last night. They also sometimes have major injuries, and that was the case last night, as Rudy Gay has torn his Achilles tendon for Sacramento. For a Sacramento team fighting actually for that last spot in the playoffs and the right to lose to Golden State in the first round. And, you know, Rudy Gay also had a major, major trade value. He was going to opt out of his contract this coming summer, go make a lot of money. And Rudy Gay, we don't exactly think of him as a fun fantasy player. We don't exactly think of him as a very good player. But he's a better NBA player than we probably realize. And Gay, the second leading scorer on this team behind DeMarcus Cousins, he was getting also a ton of minutes, which is going to be tough to replace. Rudy Gay, most likely out for the year, Tony.
Yeah, this is going to be a tough one to replace. And if you're a fantasy owner and you own Rudy Gay, there's nobody that's going to come into this lineup that's going to put up the numbers that he put up. I expect Garrett Temple to probably join the starting lineup and then play small the rest of the year. Matt Barnes will get some more playing time. I don't think Willie Cauley-Stein will jump in those minutes. He's the most talented guy on the bench, and he's a guy I would like to see play more because I think he could actually play at this level. But I don't think he fits in with – you can't have Cauley-Stein, DeMarcus Cousins, and Kufis on the same court at the same time. So unless they make a move with this roster, I just think Garrett Temple moves in the starting lineup.
So we've actually seen Garrett Temple start for a while. Last night they went back to Aaron Aflalo. So you think it will be? So you think it'll be Temple in the lineup, not Anthony Tolliver?
Tolliver, he's the better defensive player.
Okay,
but they're not scoring as it is. The Sacramento Kings. This is a team that used to have a good offense. So I don't know if he could play, and I think they would score 80 points. I mean, DeMarcus Cousins would have to score 40 points every night.
Yeah, it's a good point, good for fantasy owners. But I guess, all right, so there you have it. Tony Sincotta saying Garrett Temple could be the biggest benefactor of Rudy Gay's injury. We'll have to see what Dave Yeager decides to do. But Temple could be the pick if you lost Gay last night, who, you know, had a good game. You know, 8 of 13, 21 points, 4 rebounds. He's had a nice season. Boogie last night, he had a triple-double Boogie, 25, 12, and 10. Almost had the quadruple double. He had 9 turnovers last night.
Yeah,
and we talked about talked about this all week. DeMarcus Cousins, for some reason, loves passing the ball in that, right? He just loves throwing it around.
Yeah, he thinks he's a point. Like every big man wants to be a point guard. It's
so
the craziest thing. They stand out there. Like he fires 3-pointers every once in a while, and it's like, what is going on here? I think he's a 28% shooter from 3-point line, which is actually way better than. When you watch him shoot, you wouldn't imagine that he's hit 28% of them.
Like, what is, like, he's one of those guys you just have no idea what the hell he is doing not under the basket, right? Like, this is the bad part of the Steph Curryism of the NBA, that these guys, like, that's a guy
that has
no business shooting a three-pointer.
There's two players I don't get.
Okay.
DeMarcus Cousins and Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis is like 7'1", right?
Yes.
And there are games where he doesn't go in the paint.
No.
I'm like, what is he doing? Get in the paint, get him the ball, and he's 6 inches tall than the other forward.
Right. So he's a little bit different, I think, because he's been really shooting threes since college at Kentucky. Like, he is modeled after, like, the Dirk 7-1, more than the DeMarcus Cousins 7-1.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely, but he's a great interior player.
Absolutely.
I just don't get it. Like, the Pelicans situation, I remember when he first came in the league, they were playing him at center.
Yep.
And then they moved him to power forward, and it was a disaster for the first couple of weeks. And then it turned out being all right because he's just so talented a player. And when he's healthy, he's right there. But, you moved him to keep Omri Asik on the court, and I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah, that was funny.
And now it's worse because they have Terrence Jones.
Which is the most absurd thing ever. That is the big thing that bothers me more than anything in the world.
Yeah, I said this today on the DFS show. It's like sometimes you get these stats and you fall to stuff every day, and you wonder what the hell the coaches are looking at.
Right.
And I'll tell you what I thought about it today. T.J. Augustine last night played 34 minutes, and Alfred Payton only played 24.
Sure.
Alfred Payton, when he was on the court, was -2.
Okay.
T.J. Augustine was -24, and he played 34 minutes last night. And I'm like, what the hell happened here? Like, Alfred Payton's been on a roll.
Yeah.
Why would they – like, there's no consistency to that Orlando team at all. And that's why I like seeing what the Sixers are doing, and they have a plan. Everybody knows what they're going to play. Orlando does not know one night to the next.
No, they have no idea. That's why I actually kind of like what the Knicks did, right? Like, they basically looked at the team yesterday, and Jeff Hornacek said, screw this. I'm going to play the players that are playing well. He played Wander and Gomez a million minutes, and Marshall Plumlee, the third Plumlee brother. He's like, you know what? Kyle Quinn, you don't have enough heart. You don't care. I'll play Marshall Plumlee as my backup, and that'll be it.
So I read that somewhere during the day that he was considering starting Plumlee.
What?
And Yeah, and I didn't believe it. And the Kyle Quinn news came out that he was definitely starting. We just figured he was, and it's just like coach talking. But he wanted to play him because I read during the day that he was considered starting him.
That's absolutely crazy. And he literally recalled him from the D League and then started him. Crazy. I wanted to start him.
Well, he did the same thing with Baker, right?
Yeah, yeah. And then Kuzminski had a great game last night.
Kuzminski can play. He definitely can play. The Baker thing is not, he's going to be a guy, 2 years from now, he'll be back, I don't know, I hope he got a degree.
Yeah, I'm with you. Wichita State, for Ron Burgundy, Baker.
The Shockers!
The Shockers! Costa Koufos for Sacramento had 11, Darren Collison, who I liked last night without Ty Lawson, 11-9, 37 minutes for Darren Collison.
I loved him last night, right? And I changed something in my lineup.
Mm.
This was the late lineup, and I took him out. But right. I do own Darren Collison in my season-long league.
It's good for you. That's good stuff.
It should get better without Gay.
Actually, I would think so
as well.
Yep.
The one thing with Collison is that he was going so late in drafts because people forgot. And they had Ty Lawson there as well.
Yep, because he was suspended the first like nine or so games or something like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, people were just forgetting about Darren Collison, and they didn't realize that. Hey, listen, he's not even like he's hurt. He's just suspended, so he's going to be okay.
Yeah, so he's a guy fantasy owners will definitely pay off for. I think he'll get a little bump in his usage.
Agreed
rate.
With you. Mm-hmm. All right, Aflalo had 11 as well for Sacramento. On the other side, the winning team, that was the Pacers, Paul George at 24, Jeff Teague, 22, 11, and 7 for quietly for Jeff Teague.
He was good, but the story of this game to me
Al
is
Jefferson?
A guy that I've been waiting for this to happen all year. Like, this guy is too talented for the crap that he's been playing. And this was an amazing night for Al Jefferson.
It's 9 of 12 from the field. He had 20 points, 3 rebounds, 17 minutes.
Yeah.
That's all he needed was 17 minutes.
Yeah, 17 minutes. He goes over fantasy point per minute. And he's that type of player. I mean, this guy was great in Utah. He's had some injuries there. I thought he would actually unseat Miles Turner for the job this year.
Okay.
I really thought he would.
Right. So I think this is kind of what we were talking about here with Boogie Cousins and Anthony Davis. Like, Al Jefferson, like, he can't go out and hit a three. He literally just sits by under the basket. That's what he does. The problem is when you have DeMarcus Cousins literally just going out on the three-point line, what is Al Jefferson supposed to do?
No. This is a crazy team. The Indiana Pacers, though, I like their style of play.
Okay.
Jeff Teague jettisoned, and I like him at the helm there. George Hill was a guy that was a slow-paced, half-court game. I like what they do, but defensively, sometimes they're lacking the Indiana Pacers.
Yeah, no question about it. 42 minutes last night for Paul George, PG-13. Getting up there in the minute, that's crazy. The Orlando Magic last night, as we said, with DJ Augustine, with Elfrid Payton, get blown out by New Orleans, 118-298. And Tony just said it's a fantastic stat. With Elfrid Payton on the court, minus 2. That's okay. That's not so bad. With DJ Augustine on the court, who played 10 more minutes, minus 28. That's unbelievable.
Sometimes I don't know what these guys are looking at. Like, I really don't, because this is a team that the rotation is terrible. Aaron Gordon,
awful.
Some guy who plays 5 minutes and gets pulled out of the game and doesn't go back until 5 minutes left in a half. You watch it. Sergio Ibaka is the only guy that plays consistently there. Nikolai Vukovic comes off the bench for whatever God knows reason, and he plays 30 minutes. Like, he's one of the better centers in the whole league, and they use him, Bismack Biyombo, to start the game. I don't know what they're doing here.
It doesn't make much sense, because we saw Fournier didn't play. He's got a sore ankle. Then you had Joni Meeks get hurt. So you thought, okay, they'll just give the ball to Elfrid Payton, let him do his thing. That's how you win a game.
Yeah.
And instead, it's with a DJ Augustine. It makes no sense.
I don't know why both of them weren't on the court at the same time. Meeks got hurt.
It's so funny you say that, because I went and immediately went to go pick up. Once I saw that Meeks got hurt, went to go pick up DJ Augustine in my league, thinking, okay, Augustine's going to get a ton of minutes. These two are going to start together. And then I looked at the stat line. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I think he can play a little. He was terrible last night. I just didn't understand there. He can get hot. He's one of those players that's hot and cold. But there's no way he should be playing 30-plus minutes. He's a guy that's had injury throughout his career. The more minutes he plays, he's going to break down as well.
Yeah, he probably will. DJ Augustine probably due to break down. Aaron Gordon, 31 minutes, had 14, 8, and 4. I like Aaron Gordon. I want this team to be built around Aaron Gordon. Hopefully, he's definitely due for another 5-minute game coming soon, though, like you said.
Yeah, that's the problem playing him. And last night, I liked him a lot, too. I didn't play him.
Me, too.
But I was considering it. But you know what? You always get the uneasy feeling with him.
Agreed. 10-8-5 for Nikola Vucevic. Ibaka has 11-7. Jeff Green off the bench. For some reason, Frank Vogel loves him. He had 13. For New Orleans last night, Anthony Davis, 21-14, left this game with a hand injury, which immediately, which I looked at my phone. I saw this. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? This guy.
Never.
There's literally never a night that he doesn't leave the game.
It's just hard to put him in. Like last night, I was like, this is a great matchup for him. They don't defend Bigman well in Orlando, but nobody's going to play this guy. Like, he's $11,000, and he's got an injury.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets another one.
It's insane, actually. He just, it's his back, it's his shoulder, it's his hip, it's his hand, it's his feet. He can't stay healthy. It's crazy.
Do you think that it's because he's very brittle, or do you think he just has a bad immune system?
I think it's brittle. I think he's just a big man, right? It's just very athletic, that he's just very brittle.
Some guys can take pain. Some guys don't. I don't know. I really like, this is a crazy situation, fantasy-wise. It's hard to take a risk, but here's the positive from a fantasy side. Any night you play him, you're going to get one of the top five players in the league,
yep,
contrarian play, because nobody's ever going to play him 10%.
You can't do it. You can't. You just can't.
It would have to be like a four-game slate, and they're in a high total. And
right.
Like, that's the only way. If it's a regular night, no one's going to play this guy.
No, they're not, absolutely. Dante Cunningham at 14, Drew Holiday 14, 5 and 5, Buddy Hield at 10, and then off the bench, which is what I don't understand. Tyreek Evans had 18 and 20 minutes. Langston Galloway had 18 and 31 minutes. And then Terrence Jones, who every time Anthony Davis doesn't play, this guy plays 35 minutes, has 25 points, and he's unbelievable. Now, 18 minutes, 7 points, 5 rebounds. Why is he getting 18 minutes and a guy like Dante Cunningham and Solomon Hill are getting 30?
You look at, I don't know. Like, he should be in the starting lineup.
Yes.
He has been on occasion. And then they moved Davis to center. I cut him in my season-long league because I needed the bench spot.
Right.
And I was like, I can't keep going back and forth and not knowing what's here. Like, I only have 4 bench spots. I just couldn't do it.
I didn't
and
cut him.
I had
him.
To cut him.
The reason I haven't cut him yet is because I know Anthony Davis' next injury is right around, is tomorrow, you know? So it's like, it's worth holding on to for that, I thought.
Oh, yeah. He got picked up right away.
Okay. Yeah. Who did you cut him for?
I can't remember. I needed a shooting guard, I think. I think I had 2 shooting guard injuries there.
Gotcha.
And I can't. So I needed someone that could actually play.
Yep.
It was either Deion Waiters or Eric Gordon.
Oh, that makes sense. Oh, Eric Gordon's on the waiver wire. That's pretty impressive. That's a good pickup by you.
Oh, he was. It's crazy. I have every Rocket on my.
Right,
except James Hunt.
Yeah, you told me that. Yeah, it's funny. All right.
I've even picked up Sam Becker one time when he was playing a couple games.
Yeah. That's funny. All right, speaking of the Rockets, we will talk about them coming up next. 111-92 victory for the Rockets. We break it down. Giannis versus Harden next on the Roto Experts. Back here, Roto Experts in the morning. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Tony Scott, Greg Sussman, Corey Parson. And the Rockets defeat Milwaukee last night, 111-92. And we thought, you know, 2 games are going to be your games of the night, OKC, Golden State, and then Houston and Milwaukee. And it never worked out like that, Tom.
No, this was a one-man show against 5 last night, as Giannis Antetokounmpo couldn't get any help with to take on these Houston Rockets.
So that was what killed me, right? I had Antetokounmpo. He had 32, 11, and 6. He was wonderful, as always, in 37 minutes. But I paired him last night with Jabari Parker, thinking if, you know, Milwaukee, I thought we were going to have a big game, they would stay in it. And Parker, 15 points, 7 rebounds, and 2 assists. I needed more. I needed more.
No, yeah, you know, it's interesting. Benny was bringing up pairing him with Parker last night.
Yep.
And depending on when you look at it, Trevor Ariza, a very good defender.
That's a good point.
But Parker has some size on him, so it's not it's not something you could look at there and say, could I stay away from him? But Parker, to me, is just one of those guys that's still young in his career. Age doesn't really matter, but he plays a little young. There are certain games when he just doesn't rebound and he doesn't pass the ball and becomes scoring only. And when his shot isn't there, you can get some bad games.
Yeah, it's a good point. And that's kind of one. That's a reason why you get blown out, because if Parker's not scoring enough, the Bucks aren't scoring enough. Malcolm Brogdon had 7 points, 8 assists, 8 rebounds. The rookie out of Virginia, Corey Parson, getting the job done. What's going on, Corey? You got to turn your mic on, man. What do you? You come here, you show up, and then you don't even turn your mic on.
Sorry. Yeah, my microphone is on now. I'm ready to rock and roll. You know what? I'm off to a horrible start in my DFS basketball.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And normally what happens with me is I normally jump out to a good start, and then I will come in, you know, then I'll like fall back to the rest of the pack a little bit later on. I'm trying to figure out why I am off to a bad start. And sometimes I think what we tend to do is we listen to too much of what's on the outside, and we don't just go with our own. And that's what I think my problem is. I've been listening to too much, you know, I got too much noise, and I'm doing like very poorly in these tournaments.
Sorry.
That doesn't say this, you know, that there's noise, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like I'm not going with my own gut feeling. So last night I had a terrible roster. I had Ron Baker in it.
Yeah, Ron Baker. We talked about that. He had very bad.
He insulted us.
Yeah, and Kylo Quinn also.
Yeah,
he was insulting also. Yeah. Kylo Quinn. So was Jeremy Grant.
Yeah, we spoke about that.
Oh,
yeah.
Disgusting! Jesus, disgusting! Nice with all these guys in one lineup. Put up a 237s on DK last night, and that's not going to get it done.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, you really?
Yeah.
I had Boogie though.
He boogied.
I had Kevin Durant.
He boogied too.
That's it. Nobody else boogied.
No. Speaking of James Harden, he had 38 points last night, 6 rebounds, and 8 assists. Patrick Beverly, a good night, 12 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks. Beverly getting it done, season-long leagues as well, Tony.
He's really improved. Coming back from that injury, he looks like we didn't know what would happen because James Harden had the point guard roles coming into this season. Last year, it was the other way where he was the two guard. And Beverly has just become a complete player, both offensively and defensively. He was only a defensive player before.
That was his specialty, was defense. And that doesn't do nothing for you in DFS. He always comes at a good price, though. And it looked like he always has a good matchup. I never play him, and last night was a good night to play him.
It certainly was.
Yes.
Didn't have him either.
Yeah, neither did I. I didn't have him anywhere. Corey Brewer started in 18 minutes. He had 2 points. And Tony, you said on the Line of Lock show that the game before he had a bad game, which means tonight he's going to have a good game.
Yep. Yeah. No, Eric Gordon was the one.
I thought it was Corey Brewer. All right.
Yeah, no. Corey Brewer was never going to have a good offensive game.
Yeah, well, Eric Gordon did have a monster game. 32 minutes, 9 of 20 from the field. This guy shot 17 three-pointers last night.
Yeah.
17!
He went Kobe Bryant.
Are you freaking
kidding? He went Kobe. He thought he was retiring.
He took 20 shots total. 17 of them were three-pointers. Oh, my God.
That's not a good look right there. But you know what? Speaking of the lineup lock show, listening to what Benny said about Trevor Ariza and how it was a good night to go back to him because the industry would be off because of the bad game the other night. I don't know if the industry was back on him last night, but he put up back-to-back stinkers.
Yeah. You know, they slid him over and played him in the power forward role, and he's not that big, right? And so he's playing underneath. It's a bad move for their part. They were better off using Harrell and Nene and
Capella.
Going back to Clint Capella and using the three big bodies out there and use two out of the three.
Yeah, you know, Mike D'Antoni obviously wants to stay athletic and wants to spread it out, which is why he went with Ariza at the four. Montrezl Harrell,
They could have went Sam Decker there, too.
Yeah, could have went Sam Decker there. That would have been cool. That Decker, actually makes the most sense, probably.
Decker the Pecker Wrecker, as Tony called him yesterday. You know what? I did not have no consideration for Montrezl Howell, but he did end up coming in, putting up a good night, 12-8-4.
12-8-4 in 27 minutes. Second night of a back-to-back, so they didn't want to kill Capella, who only saw 11 minutes. Nene, Tony, obviously second night of a back-to-back. He barely played, so he only had 10 minutes. And it was Harrell starting and getting a ton of minutes last night.
Five blocks also for Harrell.
Big night for him.
Yeah. Nene, when he goes back-to-back, he plays about 13 minutes, so you got to be careful there. Probably not rosterable anymore since Capella comes back. So if you had him on your team, he probably got to need another center. Harrell is surprisingly good. Like, he's the better player out of all three of those guys.
I think so, too. I totally agree. We'll see if Mike D'Antoni will eventually figure that out as well. Corey, you mentioned having Ron Baker last night, having Kyle O'Quinn. Neither of them did anything. But The Knicks won 117-106, upsetting Boston. In Boston, Carmelo Anthony only had 13 points in this game, 33 minutes. Derrick Rose had 30-10.
He was the big play last night.
5 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks in 33 minutes. But for the Knicks, they were led by, Kuzminskis, Kuz, had 17-6. Willie Hernan Gomez had 17-11.
Yeah.
Justin Holiday, Drew's brother, had 13-5. Brandon Jennings had 11. Courtney Lee had 9. And I found this out. He had a career-high 7 assists. I didn't know Courtney Lee's career-high in assists was 7.
That's not a good look right there.
No, but he had 9, 7, and 8. And they also out-rebounded Boston in a major way, 57-33, without Porzingis and Noah in the lineup. Crazy.
Yeah. I kind of figured Boston's soft in the
yeah, but that's why we like Kylo Quinn, right?
Yeah, that's why we like.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, I thought he would rebound. I thought he would have 10 and 15
easily. And instead, everything we thought he was going to have went to Hernan Gomez and went to Plumlee. Like, those two guys, Hernan Gomez and Marshall Plumlee, had 40 minutes combined. Where in the hell did that come from?
Phil Jackson. I'll tell you what.
No, not Phil Jackson.
The Plumlee Parrots have a great breeding when it comes to NBA players.
They
right?
certainly do.
That's amazing. Three kids in the NBA?
Three of them, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. I played all the wrong players from this game. I should have had some more Gamble.
Some who?
What's his name?
Who?
Hermanguez.
Hernan Gomez?
Hernan Gomez, yeah. That's how you pronounce his name?
Hernan Gomez, yeah. It's like Hernandez, but instead of the Andes at the end, it's Gomez at the end.
Okay, all right.
He and his brother are both in the NBA. Willie plays for this team, and Juan Hernan Gomez plays for Denver?
17-11 last night, getting the job done.
8-13 from the field. I mean, and most of those shots, I actually watched a lot of this game, were just layups. Like, he literally just had it was like a pick and roll, and he just had a layup.
Benny and Tony said on the lineup block that Boston gives up a lot of putbacks.
They do, and that's what we saw. That's what we thought. Well, we all like Kylo Quinn.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's why I had Kylo Quinn in these lineups, and he was a disaster. Only played less than 10 minutes last night, 2 points of board and assist.
Absolutely.
You never trust those Irish guys. They always
Kuzminskis is a popular play as well, and he didn't let you down because he had 17-6, and he didn't cut you.
Nah.
For Boston, Isaiah Thomas, 39 points last night. Jay Crowder had 21-5. Avery Bradley did not play, and it looks like that sore Achilles is going to keep him out for a little bit here. Marcus Smart starts again. Smart, 32 minutes. He was terrible. He had 4-5.
Yeah, Avery Bradley's did not play. Came after the lineups lost.
Yep.
So, anyone out there that, and it was a good matchup because the Knicks are terrible against two guards. Like Courtney Lee, you're surprised he only has 7 assists, his all time high. He's a worse defender than Derrick Rose.
Oh boy.
That's saying a lot.
Kelly Scott mentioned Isaiah Thomas yesterday, how that was his lock of the day. He said he would go off versus the Knicks, so it seems like he's up to speed.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's doing good.
Maybe Scott's cashing his money today, right? He's counting his money.
That's what he is. Yeah, it's possible. It's possible. Olynyk only. I really like Kelly Olynyk. He only had 4 points here. 13 minutes of action for Kelly Olynyk with Amir Johnson getting 18 minutes. And who else had it? And Jarebko got 16 minutes last night, and they went to Jaylen Brown a lot. He also had 19 minutes. Oh, by the way, this is hysterical. I'm looking at the box score, right? So you got your DNP for Avery Bradley, sore red Achilles tendon for Sasha Vujacic for the Knicks, right? DNP coach's decision. For Demetrius Jackson of Boston, DNP, D-League.
that's a demotion.
Yes.
That's not the NBA.
I wonder if you ever, they're so specific, they ever get DNP, STD.
Oh, no, I've never seen that before.
And with that being said, we're going to go to commercial. We'll take a break here. We'll come back. Talk Charlotte and Portland, more NBA next here on the Road Experts. Back here at Road Experts in the morning, Corey, the fans, executive Parsons, Tony Cicada, Greg Sussman hanging out. Let's talk to you at 844-843-6879-844-843-6879. Before we continue around the NBA, a ton of games last night, so we'll get to them all, don't you worry.
Yep.
Before we continue, let's talk to Kenny in Philly. Good morning, Kenny.
Hey, good morning, y'all. What's going on?
What's the deal, Ken? What's going on with you?
Hey, Corey, I bet you were calling out sick all week, man, because, your boys went down.
Oh, boy. Kenny, don't do that. I was very proud of the effort that they put forward. And then somebody said to me, oh, you sound like a loser talking about, oh, it was a moral victory. I'm not saying it was a moral victory, but my guy, Dak Prescott, waited to the season finale to play his best game of the year, is what I thought. So I was satisfied with the effort. People say, oh, well, they'll be back next year, but you can never, ever depend on that, because many people would have told you 4 or 5 years ago that the next big thing in the NFL was Robert Griffin III, and that did not pan out. But, you know, Kenny from Philly, you know, the Philadelphia guy would point it out. The Saints fan from Philadelphia would point it out.
Whoa. I'm a Saints fan, man.
That's what I said. The Saints fan from Philadelphia, so.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much.
How was your night in hoops last night?
I'm about to get to it, man. A couple people went to bed for me, man. I actually had Spencer Hawes in there, but I forgot what's the name came back. What's the guy named?
Cody Zeller.
Yeah, he came back, so I got a donut, but I actually cast that lineup, shockingly. Jody Meeks went to bed for me.
Yeah, Jody Meeks.
The guy from the Knicks went to bed for Baker.
Oh, yeah.
Is that his name? And, of course, Kylo Quinn, who was like 47% owned.
I was in the tournament last night. Kylo Quinn was 95%.
Yeah, he's 70% owned in mine.
Disappointing 95% of the people.
It was amazing. I still cash in a lot of where Halls was in there. So that's Tony's guy. Tony likes Spencer Halls, man.
Yeah. Now, though, it's going to be obsolete with Zeller and Williams there and Kaminsky. And it's crazy because those three centers that they have, Zeller, Kaminsky, and Hawes, none of them can play defense.
It's absolutely amazing. Well, we got the last week at DFS. Only playing single entries this weekend. That's it. You can't play too much.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Only playing the single entries, man.
Who do you like? Who do you like a quarterback?
What I'm gonna try to do is I'm probably just gonna stack that Falcons and the Falcons game and then roll out like New England defense and probably Brady and I'm gonna do something freaky like that. You know, you gotta be a little bit different in order to be at the top or whatever. So I'm thinking something along the lines of that. What do you guys think?
Oh boy, I tell you what, that Falcons Packers does seem like the move to stack that game, and of course you want to have some exposure to Brady. But I still think Antonio Brown is the guy I want in lineups this week.
Yeah, that's crazy. A
couple
that's
crazy
one
prices.
One of them
Ben Roethlisberger is only 5,800 if you want to show.
Yeah, he's definitely going to be a contrarian play.
Yeah, and then you look at the Patriots defense, $4,000, and then the next one's $2,300.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's freaking crazy. But I like John Wall tonight. I'm on that John Wall tonight.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely a guy you got to have there tonight. I think he might be the best player on the whole board.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, y'all. I'll talk to y'all later. I'll be listening.
There you go. There you have it, Kenny from Philly. Loving John Wall tonight. Let's talk a little DFS for tonight. Try to get back on money from last night.
Bad night last night.
Yeah, a little bit. No, not a good night. You mentioned Spencer Hawes, Cody Zeller returning, and the Hornets defeated the Trailblazers last night 107-285. The Hornets were led by, I loved Kemba Walker last night, 23-5, three steals, a couple of rebounds for him. Nick Batumo, I also loved last night, had 17-7.
Did he play those guys?
I did play Kemba Walker, yes.
Really?
Oh, thank God. Sometimes you love people and you don't play them, and that always comes back to haunt you.
Yeah. Where'd this Roy Hibbert game come from? That's what I'm trying to figure out. 22 minutes, 16.6 boards last night. Never
any
option.
We went old school last night.
Yeah.
Roy Hibbert and Al Jefferson went off.
Roy Hibbert, yeah. It's old school. back to the basket centers.
Yeah, yeah. But what, I feel like Roy
Hibbert. Will Hernan Gomez down?
Yeah, I feel like Roy Hibbert should be a thing, but why is it not
happening?
No,
Roy Hibbert's not a thing.
No, not at all.
He's not good.
No, yeah. But he was better when he got in the league, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a guy that like kind of got paid and like whatever.
Okay. Oh, he got his money and he wrapped up shop.
Yeah, pretty much.
Normally not a good idea.
No. Cody Zeller, I liked last night too. I did not play him. I chose Kyle O'Quinn over him. He had 6 points and 10 rebounds last night.
I used Zeller in one lineup, but it wasn't enough. No. It wasn't enough with all the other things going on there. And, you know, he's a guy that the price never goes up. He stays right around that $4,600 range.
Yep.
And people don't look at him because they have so many center options there. But he's kind of like, he'll always get you, kind of like Tony Parker. He'll get you 4 or 5 times his value, but he's never going to go much over that.
Right, right. Dame Lillard, CJ McCollum, identical lines last night. 7 of 18 from the field, 2 of 6 from behind the arc. They each, Lillard put up 21, CJ McCollum put up 18. Lillard had the better game, though, because he had 6 assists and 7 rebounds. Nobody else on Portland really did much of anything. Al-Farouq Aminu had 7 and 7. Mo Harkless had 9 points. Plumlee brother 2, Mason, he has 8 points and 10 rebounds last night. Well, Alan Crabb and Evan Turner both did not
nothing
off the bench
last night for those two guys. Bellinelli also 13, 5, and 3 last night. Coming up on, after giving us about 24 minutes.
Yeah, 24 minutes for him. All right, so after the break, top of the hour, we got Washington, Memphis to get to, Detroit, Atlanta, and we'll talk a little DFS for tonight, trying to make our money back. You know, Tony already said John Wall's his favorite play, so we'll see who else Tony likes. Cut up in a little bit.
The Knicks, back-to-back games.
Oh, boy! The problem is I have no idea what to do with the Knicks. What are we going to do with the Knicks? Tony? Cuz?
Oh, I have no idea.
I have no idea. We'll talk that. Baseball Hall of Fame coming up. And a little baseball poll questions. All that and more. This comes your way next on the Roto Experts in the Morning.